ladies and gentlemen. This is JJ from Decent Exposure Radio, your least favorite show on Friday nights on 90.3 FM WXLV Schnecksville. We are at Crocodile Rack Cafe in Allentown for the Fall 2011 Alternative Press Tour, and we are joined by Ned from Kingston, Pennsylvania's own Title Fight. Thank you for taking the time to talk with us.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Since Title Fight is from Kingston, Pennsylvania, you're not really that far away. So is this your first time in Allentown?
Yeah, this is actually our first time playing in Allentown, but I've been down to a couple shows down here.
Okay. So you've been to Croc Rock before?
Yeah.
Awesome. Gotcha. All right, so what's the music scene like in your hometown? Are there other acts out there people should know about?
Yeah, there's a lot of bands from our hometown. It's a small community. You know, we're from Wilkes-Barre. Sure. That's the major town nearest, I guess you could say. But we've built up a pretty cool scene around us. There's a lot of cool bands. We have a cool venue. Bands like Cold World and War Hungry and Dead End Path and United Youth are all our friends that we go to shows with. They're just our friends, but they have really cool bands, and they're all great too, so I recommend checking all those bands out.
Okay, cool.
And I've also heard you guys be associated with Tiger's Jaw, who we just saw the other weekend in Bethlehem.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. We did our first tour ever with those guys, so.
Okay.
Well, you should check out a couple of venues in Bethlehem next time you're in the area. So, all right. So this is the first date of the AP tour, so I can't exactly ask how it's going so far. But you've been getting a lot of attention lately, especially from the magazine. That's where I heard of you guys anyway. Did you agree to do the tour because of the ties with the magazine, or was it the lineup that attracted you?
It was a little bit of both. It was we heard about the tour, and AP themselves said they were trying to do something different, and we felt happy that they reached out to us to try and do something. So that was cool. But, you know, they've always kind of helped us out, and they've always been nice to us. So that was just another part that they've always supported us as a band. So, and I think they're a magazine that is big and a lot of people read, but at the same time, they still have credibility and they write about cool stuff and they know what they're talking about. So it was definitely a little bit of both, that we wanted to be a part of a tour that is not so generic for AP. They've kind of had this... Everybody says, you know, this AP tour is whatever style. Right. I think this is kind of breaking the mold, so happy to be a part of that.
Cool. All right. Let's see. You're also joined on this tour by 4 Year Strong, Gallows, The Swellers, and The Sharks. So just so people have some perspective there. So originally, Title Fight was a three-piece, at least what I saw online. A while ago, you guys added Shane as a second guitarist. What did he bring to the band, and how has the sound changed now that you're a four-piece?
We originally wrote a demo in 2005, and it was kind of the first time that we went, and we were doing multiple guitar tracks, and Shane was just a friend of ours, but he played guitar also, and he was just in the studio the whole time we were recording the demo, and we just kind of said, hey, we wrote all these guitar parts that we could use a second guitar player for, and if you want to join the band, we'd be more than happy to have you play with us, and we just decided then, you know, it'd be cool if we did that, so... He joined then, and ever since then, he just has a cool perspective on music. We all have similar interests and we all like similar music, but at the same time, we all kind of have our own niche. Mm-hmm. And so Shane just kind of brought a new aspect to the band, and since then, we've just been able to write more interesting songs, I think, because we were kind of contained to just a simple three-piece kind of thing, and now we kind of have let ourselves... progress into something different, and I think just having two guitar players let us do that.
Cool, okay. All right. So you guys have been a band for quite a few years, as you said, that you started doing stuff, I guess, well, you were doing stuff before 2005, so I think I saw 2003.
Yeah.
So spending your early years playing basement shows, making demos, and contributing to compilations and things like that. Now that you have a proper full-length out, called Shed, and are playing bigger shows, how have you dealt with the suddenly increased profile?
It's kind of weird, especially just from where we come from. We never really had aspirations to be a big band or a band that is on the cover of a magazine or anything like that. We just kind of wanted to play music, and so... It's a new thing that I've never experienced before, and I don't know too many people who have gone through this. Now we're kind of making friends with all these new bands and all these new people who have kind of gone through these ropes before, but the bands that we know of, just bands just like us who kind of come up through just playing small shows, DIY spots and basements and whatever and all this stuff, and now they're playing to these, you know, places like Croc Rock, which is a big place. There's a lot of people. There's barrier and security and sound and lights, and we're just used to plugging into a PA and just playing. And so it's a completely different world than what we grew up doing. So it's weird, but at the same time, it's flattering that people come out and see us and sing along and are interested in us. So it's definitely weird, and I still don't really know what to expect, but we're having fun.
Good. Awesome. Yeah, I think you guys will be doing bigger shows than this, so get used to it. All right, so how did you get associated with Side One Dummy Records? Did someone from the label see a show, or did a demo get into the right person's hands and they emailed you?
Actually, a mutual friend of ours kind of told us to check them out, and okay. We were being summer at the time, and we wanted to sign with another label, and we know what we want to do, and we're going to sign with this label. And they said, please, just for your own good, just talk to Side One Dummy. We were out in L.A., and we met with them, and just kind of clicked. And, it sounds cliche, yeah. But it just felt right. And so we had some demos at the time. We played them for them, and I guess they had already kind of heard of us. So they heard the new songs, they were into it, and they came out to a show in L.A., and that was really it, and we just worked out a deal from there.
Cool. All right. So you've probably been asked this a million times, but I'm a big fan of his, so I have to ask, what did producer Walter Schreifels add to the process?
Walter had a lot of cool stuff to do. We brought him down to do some pre-production, but it was really just kind of hanging out and practicing in our basement. But he helped us out with some lyrics. He helped us out with arranging some songs and a lot of harmonies, like a lot of the vocal stuff, he had a big help in doing. We kind of just always had a very straightforward approach, and he helped us add in a lot of just different vocal parts between the two of us, and that was a really cool idea. But another big thing that I think Walter helped us out with a lot, which is really cool of him, was at the time we weren't signed to a label. We were doing everything on our own, and Walter was helping us. Not helping us, but he was giving us advice. Okay. And he's been through so many different labels and so many different bands and just everything, going from majors to indies to complete, like, just doing everything. So his aspect on stuff was really, I really appreciated, because he's a person that I look up to, not only as a musician, but he's done so many different things, and he's still playing music and doing it his way and doing everything right, and I think that's really cool. So just his advice meant a lot to us, and we really took it to heart.
Now, I know his band Rival Schools is probably looking for a guitarist at this point, but once they get settled with that, if you have a good experience here, you could pass it along to him to come to Allentown.
Yeah.
All right. So some of the guitar tones throughout the song, Crescent-Shaped Depression, reminded me a little bit of some of those sounds on, especially the new Rival Schools album. Was that Walter's idea, or was that all you guys?
As far as tones and stuff go, Walter kind of stood back, and we had our own thing, and then we'd ask Walter for advice if we really were looking for it. But I mean, we were influenced by Rival Schools. We're influenced by all the bands that Walter does, so there's definitely that influence going into it, even when we weren't working with him originally.
Right.
Before, when we were just writing the songs. But I think we just kind of have similar interests in that, so we were just... That tone we liked because of bands like Rival Schools that kind of did that before we ever did it, so we were just taking influence from them.
On a 7-inch release, you guys did an acoustic version of Flood of 72. Do you think that's an approach you'll explore further on the next full length or on future releases?
Maybe. I like doing acoustic stuff sometimes, but I think it has its time and place. Well, at least for us, because we're a very loud, fast band, and I like doing acoustic stuff. I like that kind of music. I like slowed down, chilled out stuff. But at the same time, we like being fast and in your face and all this stuff. So it was a cool thing to do, and it was a lot of fun recording that. But we have been experimenting a lot with more mid-tempo stuff and even slower stuff. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure there will be something like that. But at the same time, we always want to keep the energy and the aggression.
I think that'll really translate well with the live setting, is, you know, keeping the energy high and everything. So, all right. So speaking of the next album, I read some interviews that leads me to believe you guys will be working on a new album sooner rather than later. After touring and testing reactions to songs, is there a vibe or sound you think you'll try to pursue with the new batch of songs?
We talk about this a lot, but I think what we like about us is that we can't really be pinned down to one specific genre.
Right.
And with all the releases that we had before, we had a lot of different ways that we could have gone. And I think with Shed, we still have a bunch of different directions that we could go in. So we don't want to be just one type of band. Mm-hmm. We kind of want to just write whatever kind of songs we want to write. And that's what we did with Shed, and we'll definitely just do that again. And the way that we're feeling at the time that we're writing and whatever is influencing outside of music and in our own personal lives, that will definitely just come through. So it's not, we're not trying to be any specific type of band. We're just trying to write the right music that we've always written.
It's worked so far. So
yeah.
Thanks.
All right. So we kind of touched on this a little bit earlier, but you've toured with many cool bands over the years, but who are some highlights and who are some dream bands that you would love to share the stage with one day?
Cool bands that we toured with H2O in Japan.
Nice.
That was awesome. Mm-hmm. That was a lot of fun. Yeah, they're great. And I mean, it was our first time in Japan and it was just so cool. We did a tour with our friends in Mother Mercy and Foundation. Okay. That was our first full US and they're just, it's our friends for a long time. It was just really cool to go out on the road with them. And especially as our first full U.S., we went out to that festival, Sound and Fury, in California.
Okay.
And that was just, it was really cool to see the country with our friends and just play shows with them every night. And, I mean, we toured with a lot of cool bands. The last tour we did was our headliner. It was our first headliner on Shed. And we brought out Touche Amore and the Menzingers and Den and Path.
Nice.
And all those bands are great. And that's why we asked them to come on tour with us. But it was just, that's probably the most fun I've ever had on a tour. It was just the best shows, the best people. It was just really great. I mean, you know, a lot. There's just, we've had the a good fortune of being out with bands that we actually like, mm-hmm. and bands that are cool. So we don't have too many horror stories, which right. I've heard some people tell. So I'm happy about that.
Yeah, Henry and I just saw the Menzingers along with many other bands at Riot Fest East in Philly.
Yeah.
That was
a
great time. Seeing Hot Water Music and Suicide Machines.
Descendants.
Descendants, yeah. A couple bucket list things were crossed off that night. All right.
The show was on my birthday, so it was even better.
That's awesome.
Let's see. So what are some lessons that you've learned from your older, more experienced tour mates over the years?
There's a lot of stuff. Touring is a very stressful atmosphere. Being in a van with 7 people just so close together, it's just sometimes you get on people's nerves, but mm-hmm. it's just stuff like that. It's just, you know, you're gonna get upset with people, you're gonna get in fights, it just happens. But just to kind of learn to go with the flow, just be easygoing, because if you're uptight and you're trying to stick to some schedule, touring is gonna tear everything about that apart. So stuff like that, and just learning how to deal with stuff that goes on in your own personal life while being on the road and not really having any way to really cope with it other than playing a show and playing music. So it's a weird thing, because we dropped out of school. We're still pretty young.
Yeah.
So doing this and having stuff happen at home and stuff, and you know, I don't really know how to deal with it as an adult to begin with. So learning how to deal with that and being 3,000 miles away from home or being in a different country and stuff like that, it's weird. Mm-hmm. But you know, when you're surrounded by your friends and you're doing what you love, it makes it a little bit easier.
Good.
Okay. So what does the rest of the year look like for you?
We're on tour until Christmas. So
okay.
This tour is 6 weeks, and then Thanksgiving, and we're home for that actually, which is cool. And then we have 2 shows after Thanksgiving, and then the day after that, we fly to Paris, France. And then the next day we start our tour, our European tour. It's a 3-week tour with Balance, Composure, and Transit. Wow. And then we'll be home the 23rd of December. So
getting home will be your Christmas present.
Yeah, exactly. So it's just touring nonstop.
All right. Well, this is the question I always like to wrap up with. Say you're stuck on a desert island with one album to listen to for the rest of your life. What is it?
That's a tough one.
I know.
Honestly, I think I'm gonna have to go with Jawbreaker, Dear You.
Okay.
It's one of my top 5 favorite records of all time, but I think the reason why I like it so much is that there's a lot of variety on the record. There's songs that are more energetic and more upbeat, and then there's songs that are slow and depressing, and maybe I shouldn't take it then, because I don't want to X myself on the island, but But that's, I love listening to that record because I'll listen to it, and every single time I listen to it, I'll notice something new, a new drum fill, or like a little guitar riff, or it's just something that every single time there's something that I hear, and I just go, this record's so cool. They did so many things right with this record. I can't even believe how they, how just perfect this record is. So,
excellent. All right, so those are all the questions I have. Thank you very much, Ned, for taking the time to sit down and talk with me. Title Fight's new album, Shed, is in stores and online now from Side One Dummy Records. Pick it up if you want to improve your music collection. For 90.3 WXLV, I am JJ, and I am out of here.